FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A ward councillor in Pietermaritzburg says she's concerned about ongoing sewage spills that are compromising the health of residents. It's understood sanitation pipes covered in vegetation in areas including Northdale and Riverside are preventing sewer teams from conducting proper maintenance. Councillor Renisha Singh says it's been an issue for years, causing blockages and spills that overflow onto residents' premises.
It's actually depriving them of quality of life. I mean, they pay exorbitant rates, but they can't even step into their backyard with stench that's coming from these sewer overflows. And many of them have actually fallen ill. There's a few residents that have actually got and produced doctor's notes to say, you know, that their immune systems are actually being compromised.
She's requested Msunduzi Municipality to resolve the matter.
I've had several meetings and on-site meetings, including site visits and oversight with the entire sanitation team and the deputy mayor as head of infrastructure, the chairperson of the infrastructure portfolio. But after these meetings, there's been no response.
Yesterday, the city launched a war room aimed at accelerating service delivery. Mayor Mzimkulu Tebola said the initiative will bring a renewed focus on tackling critical challenges facing the city. And the ANC says reconfiguring its leadership structures in KZN and Gauteng is aimed at fighting back to regain victory.
It's not just doing things for the sake of it. We are responding to what we are seeing on the ground.
The decision follows the party's poor performance in two provinces during last year's elections. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has instructed national officials to bring a proposal on the changes within a week. Mbalula delivered the outcomes of the NEC meeting in Gauteng yesterday.
What we need to do is to consolidate, rearrange ourselves in those provinces in order to be in a position to fight for the ANC to win in the two provinces.
And US President Donald Trump says he's not confident a ceasefire deal in Gaza will hold. On Sunday, Israel and Hamas began implementing the temporary agreement that includes the exchange of hostages and prisoners. The plan was originally outlined by then-President Joe Biden last May and was pushed through after joint diplomacy by Biden and Trump envoys. Trump, while pushing for the deal, has also made clear he will steadfastly support Israel. Speaking to reporters as he returns to the White House, Trump described Gaza as a massive demolition site. In one of his first acts, he revoked sanctions on extremist Israeli settlers in the West Bank imposed by the Biden administration over attacks against Palestinians. The top story, a ward councillor in Pietermaritzburg says she's concerned about ongoing sewage spills that are compromising the health of residents. She's urged the municipality to address the issue. Find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For Newswatch and N4 Natarna Desen, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.